More voters than ever intend to vote by mail across the region in this election. That means officials need more time and staff to count all those ballots. WAMU's Dominique Maria Benesi went to where they're processing Montgomery County's ballots and brings us this report.
That's the sound of a machine cutting open dozens of ballot envelopes in just a few seconds. Gilberto Zalea with the Montgomery County Board of Elections is operating the machine and explains what happens after they've been cut.
We're doing more than counting the mail-in ballots. So they need to be batched, sorted, scanned, then prepped for canvas. So patience, please, patience.
The county is using the large gymnasium at the Plumgar Recreation Center in Germantown rather than the small Board of Elections offices to mitigate exposure to COVID-19. At least 60 poll workers sit socially distanced, wearing masks and gloves at long tables. Bipartisan teams of workers separate the ballots from the envelopes.
Then they are checking to ensure that there's no extraneous marks, that they did not use a marker or highlighter or mascara, crayons. And if they did, then they will raise their hand, and then they will need to duplicate that because it cannot be scanned.
Duplicating a ballot means the bipartisan team will need to copy the voter selection from the original ballot onto a blank one before it can be scanned. Workers are also making sure that the voter oath on the back of the envelope has been signed. If not, they'll try to contact the voter to appear at the Board of Elections and sign it. The ballots don't actually get counted in the gymnasium. They go to the County Board of Elections in Gaithersburg, where they're sent through a scanner for the official count. Zalea says it's a much busier election year than usual.
We're pulling 12 to 14 hours a day. Personally, I haven't seen my kids.
Typically, counting mail-in ballots wouldn't start until 2 days after Election Day, and only about 24 workers would be needed in the county, not 60, to inspect the ballots. Almost half of all Maryland voters say they will submit their ballots in the mail this fall, according to a Goucher College poll. That compares with less than 5% of all votes cast in the 2016 presidential election. President Trump has cast doubt that mail-in ballots will be accurately counted. County election officials investigated a viral video from earlier this week, which alleged that a poll worker was tampering with mail-in ballots. Election officials say they did not find any evidence of fraud or misconduct by the worker. Malia Cromer, director of the Goucher poll, says voting has become politicized, as a result hurting Trump's own party.
There's been a widespread sort of pushback among Republicans for mail-in balloting. The same thing is not happening among Democrats.
The poll also says that at least 51% of Marylanders will vote in person. The majority of them are Republicans. David Garies, president of the Maryland Association of Election Officials, emphasizes that all mail-in ballots will get counted.
It's a proven system. It's an accurate system. There are numerous checks and balances at every stage.
He noted that Maryland Governor Larry Hogan allowed local boards of elections to start handling and counting ballots on October 1st, but the results will remain a secret until after the polls close on Election Day.
It's going to do a lot to help us and make sure that we can get our results out, you know, after 8 p.m. on Election Day.
Gary says he thinks having more people to start counting ballots earlier means they'll actually have more complete preliminary results on election night compared to previous years. Cromer says another reason for quicker preliminary results here is that the outcome isn't expected to be close.
Because it's unlikely that we see any surprises here in the state. Joe Biden is most likely going to win Maryland.
Regardless of who wins the election, Gilberto Zalea says poll workers are most interested in getting the count right.
It feels good knowing that we've done our part to really defend the Constitution and to give Americans the opportunity to vote.
For WAMU, I'm Dominique Maria Benesi.